The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be on my mind, in my lips, and in my heart. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host, who invited both of you, may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The first words we heard in the first reading are important. They kind of set the tone for the scripture of the day. "My child, conduct your affairs with humility." Now, would you agree with me that in today's culture of arrogance, that's generally not a good business strategy? Not a good strategy if you're negotiating for a promotion at work, or a raise in salary, or setting the price for the car or the house that you're trying to sell. Doesn't seem to be a good strategy at all if your objective is your own personal gain. But the question is deeper. The question is your own personal gain the right objective for your life? In our common use of the words humble or humility, we often mistakenly think of them as describing weakness or timidity. We think to be humble is to be a pushover. In fact, to be truly humble has nothing to do with being weak or timid or a pushover. Scripturally, humility describes a genuine knowledge of one's self, knowing ourselves as we truly are. That's humility. And that requires a great deal of strength and courage. A humble man or woman knows their interdependence with others. They recognize and honor those others, by the way. And the humble know their dependence on God. Humility also implies responsibility. Now, that's maybe sounding a little goofy, so I'll say it again and that'll make it true, right? Humility implies responsibility. When we know our strengths as well as our weaknesses, and when we understand our interdependence with others, then we cannot escape the knowledge that our strengths and gifts are meant for the benefit of others as well as for ourselves. A humble person also knows the source of his or her strengths and gifts, and therefore doesn't pridefully attribute those strengths and gifts to themselves. In his first letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul challenged his readers to name anything they have that has not been received, has not been a gift. And then he wrote, "If then you have received it, why boast of it as if it was your own?" The humble person does not hold the errors of others up to ridicule or assume a posture of righteous indignation when they observe some scandal, because the humble person knows that without the help of others and without the help of the grace of God, those same errors, sins, moments of selfishness are within their own, our own capability as well. A humble person also does not claim total control of his or her own life, does not believe that their own willpower has made them so steadfast they can resist any weakness or temptation. That would be self-deceit. Self-deceit is a lie, and humility is based in truth. On the other hand, like the wedding guests in today's gospel who took the places of honor based on their own estimate of their own importance and rank, the prideful, the arrogant, become prisoners of their own delusions. Their arrogance traps them in a life that is based on lies. It predestines them to humiliation in the end. In Luke's gospel today, Jesus tells the banquet host the true purpose of his ability to throw a party, so he could invite those most in need, so he could let his excess be used to serve others, to ease the pain of those who suffer. I think Jesus is also inviting us to that, inviting us to become banquet hosts according to our ability. And in today's Mass, as always, Jesus hosts for us the ultimate banquet of his self-giving in the Eucharist. So as we continue this celebration, please remember that we participate in it not only to be healed of our own wounds and have our own needs met. We are invited also so that we can carry that healing and that provision to others when we leave through our own gifts and strengths. So now we'll stand and profess our faith, we'll set the table, and we will continue to pray, I hope, as community, to respond to the grace that will make us truly humble disciples.